And time for an archive update. Yes, the controversial sale of Seattle's Federal Archives is on hold. This is also due to troublemaker Felix, historian and artifactivist Felix Bonnell, who's been following the story from the beginning, and he's got to look at what might be next for that federal facility. Brought to us by the King County Library System. Good morning.
Morning, Dave. Yeah, Judge John Cohenour in the U.S. District Court has granted what's called a preliminary injunction. That means the Public Buildings Reform Board, this obscure federal agency, cannot sell the archives building and 10 acres of land near Sandpoint as it had planned to do. Now, this stop is temporary, but was granted because the judge believes the state is likely to prevail in its lawsuit against four federal agencies involved. So you're going to write this down to follow these: Public Buildings Reform Board, or PBRB, mm-hmm. General Services Administration, or GSA, White House Office of Management and Budget, or OMB, and the National Archives and Records Administration, or NARA. Now, first word of this came last Friday, just in the remarks made in federal court, and the formal injunction was granted yesterday. Now, I don't want to count any archival chickens before they hatch, but it looks like the building and all those federal records aren't going anywhere, and that's really good news. But it also got me wondering about what's going to happen next. Now, the building, which dates to the 1940s, is about 190,000 square feet. It really does need significant maintenance and system upgrades, probably to the tune of tens of millions of dollars, and it's not clear where that's going to come from. And the materials held there, you know, the priceless photos, letters, maps, treaties, records and stuff dating back to the 1850s, many of those should be digitized to be ready for the future of how people will access things and just for their long-term preservation. And that's fine. Those are both critical steps. The priorities being things like updating the building's roof. It actually has its original 1946, I think, wooden roof.
Wow.
And the HVAC system is not up to snuff, and it needs to have, be there to be able to put out archive quality climate control. And that stuff, of course, will cost a lot of money. So I did some phoning and emailing over the past few days to kind of suss out how the federal government's going to move forward with their responsibility to manage the facility. But I also had some other ideas I wanted to put out there as well, and we'll get to those in a moment. First stop was the National Archives and Records Administration. I asked them about their immediate plans, and of course they told me they don't comment on pending litigation. I wasn't surprised by that. Now, this is a little inside baseball, but while NARA is the agency that manages the archives, that's the employees there, and that's all the stuff is their responsibility, they don't actually own the building. The part of the government that owns the building is the General Services Administration, or the GSA. I reached out to them for comment, and they referred me to the White House Office of Management and Budget. And the OMB spokesperson said in an email, quote, given the concerns raised during last week's hearing and this administration's firm belief in working with tribes, we will further assess the previous administration's process leading to the sale recommendation and evaluate our options. And the tea leaves on that, what I think that means is there's not going to be any more moves to sell the building. This is a whole new administration, right? The people who ran the agency that was selling the building, those were all Trump appointees. And it's unclear to me if the Public Buildings Reform Board can now get a whole set of Biden appointees. That I tried to get an answer to that, and they didn't respond to my question about that. But I think that's the case. Now, either way, it's going to take money, and it should take federal money because it's a federal facility. So I reached out to Representative Pramila Jayapal's office, Senator Maria Cantwell, and Senator Murray. I got the sense it's a little too early to get anything substantive from the delegation in terms of dialing for federal dollars for this facility. I think they're all still just not stunned by the injunction, but they're just sort of, they have other priorities. Senator Murray's office did provide a brief statement, and then this part of it, part of what she said was, I will continue working with the Biden-Harris administration to explore every option available, including the appropriations process, to ensure that the records remain accessible to local stakeholders. Non-committal. I mean, that's, you know, they, obviously she can't say I'm going
to,
you know, bring home the bacon.
Does it have to stay in the same place if it's such a derelict building?
Well, I wouldn't call it derelict. I mean, the real estate is very valuable and the location is right. Fabulous. And I have some ideas about that, which we'll get to in a second. But I think that I want more than just federal funding. And I think the status quo, that sort of sleepy building with very little in the way of a public profile. I mean, honestly, before this story a year ago, very few people knew it even existed. You know, you drove past it on the way to Sandpoint. It's just some big, long warehouse. And if it stays that way, if nothing changes as a result of what's happened in the last year, that just invites more trouble in the future if some different, you know, administration comes into office and has different plans. Now, I think you can make the building a lot more welcoming to the public. It's an ugly warehouse, but it could be made more of a history research destination, like have a public programming arm. You know, if you got really creative, you might even be able to use some of the parking lot, which is a lot larger than it needs to be, given the number of cars there. You could actually develop affordable housing on that, probably. Now, this approach would require a partnership with the city of Seattle. So I reached out to Councilmember Alex Peterson, whose district includes the archives. I couldn't get a phone interview with him, but he sent a statement which said in part, you know, as our congressional delegation already supports keeping the facility in the Northwest, ideally they can find federal resources to pay for any necessary upgrades to the facility. Okay, makes sense. We talked about that. Now, and he says, now that we're on the verge of achieving our goal to save the archives, it would be premature and counterproductive to speculate on future real estate schemes for that property on Sandpoint Way. So I was pretty disappointed. I was hoping that he would take my wild idea, my wacky idea about putting housing on the parking lot and run with it, but he's not into that. And he called it a scheme. That kind of hurt my feelings a little bit. But anyway, I did reach out to a community leader in the neighborhood near Sandpoint, Pam Zander. She's president of the Hawthorne Hills Community Club. I asked her about the notion of a big picture reimagining of that bland warehouse surrounded by barbed wire fence, maybe as something more welcoming and more integrated into the neighborhood. And I think the Hawthorne Hills Community Club president got what I was talking about.
And that's what you're talking about, I think, at the federal building. You know, what are the opportunities that might be there to enhance the site? And so that's where I think this dovetails well with what we've been trying to get done on other sites is, you know, take that opportunity now, since the focus is on that, and, you know, let's see if we can make that site even better.
See, and what she mentioned there, other stuff they're trying to get done. What Pam Zander and her neighbors are trying to do for all new development in that area is ensure that it's consistent with the city's own stated goals. They sort of see erosion on individual projects, even though the city says they want to become carbon neutral, and they're committed to things like open space and density, transportation choices, and affordable housing.
We'd like to see it consistent with the residential neighborhood that's there, and definitely, I think, a new front-facing, more welcoming part to the building would be a really great aesthetic. Now, how you do that financially, I'm not sure.
Yeah, it all really does come down to money, no matter what. But I think it'd be a lost opportunity, because I think Bob Ferguson, you know, with his success with the lawsuit so far, part of that was convening this incredible coalition of tribes, museums, historical societies, the state of Oregon, a really powerful group, a lot of whom have really good political sense. Mm-hmm. And if that group decided to do something with those archives, it's different than any other facility in the country. And if you look all around the country, the National Archives and Record Administration, they're way underfunded. All their facilities are in need of serious help. And if any archive can be created for the 22nd century and done in a way that integrates the public and the neighborhood and all the agencies and the tribes, I mean, Seattle is a place where that can happen. That's what I believe. And I think, you know, even doing something like changing the setting from a parking lot to more of a park-like setting and integrating it with the neighborhood, making it more of a destination, could make this thing bulletproof in terms of keeping it right there where it needs to be, you know, till the end of time.
But if it's money you need, the way to go is to either sell the land or do a commercial development, which the community probably doesn't want.
No. The community want more housing there. They want some sort of open space. They want rain gardens, and you could do that because I mean the real estate's so valuable. Why move this thing? Part of the NARA doesn't want to have to move it. It's very expensive to move those records. Yeah. That's tens of millions of dollars. So I think a nice little park, some affordable housing. This will take years to pull off, but I think if it can be done anywhere, Seattle is a place where the archives can be reimagined.
Felix Bonnell, a resident historian. All his features at mynorthwest.com. Thanks, Felix.
Thanks, Dave.